WNYC Studios is supported by The Uncertain Hour, a podcast from Marketplace. The new season is here to help you make sense of this complicated economic moment, diving into the origins of quarantine, unemployment, and how the social safety net came to have so many holes. Subscribe to The Uncertain Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, so what you have to understand before I tell you this is that I'm from Michigan, not LA, not New York, where y'all are used to all kinds of freaky stuff. No, I started off in the smallest Midwestern university, Grand Valley State. Go Lakers! In freshman year, I meet the guy living next door to me. I'm going to call him Otto. His name is not Otto. He's from Ohio. Nice guy, super polite, tells me he's a very devout Catholic. That's cool. Yeah, he says, but that's not all. Says he's always felt a calling since the time he was little, a calling to join the priesthood. And that's when all the other conversations on the floor stop. Silence. You can hear individual drops of warm beer spilling from half-empty kegs. What? You mean you're not gonna... Dude, no way. Everybody's like, no way. You can't get freaky dicky. What? And so he says, calm down. Calm down. Here's my thinking. I haven't taken any vows yet. In 2 years, I will. So right now, I think it's very important I experience the ways of the world so I understand how best to minister to my flock. Really? Did you discuss this with anybody? Because I don't think that's the way I need to know what I'm giving up. Fair enough. And from that point, from that moment, Otto becomes everyone's favorite debauchery experiment. Someone about to be celibate? It's the clarion call heard around the campus. Several ladies decide he needs to go out with a bang. And Otto decides to extend his exploration to various intoxicants to get a better real-world vantage point. Everyone wants to give him everything, which he accepts as part of his sacrifice. Wine, women, pills, herb. Yes! I will have that brownie. Yes, I'll take a puff. Yes, you can stay over tonight. Yes, yes, always yes. I look at him with envy, a world of unchecked hedonism for the greater good. What could be better? But it's all about to end. And I feel for the brother. One afternoon, I knock on his door. He peels himself from between two lovelies, and we leave to go get a hamburger. We're walking, and I ask him, when are you going to take your vows of priesthood? He looks at me like, I'm slow.
Dude, don't tell anybody, but I've moved on to plan B.
Today on Snap Judgment, from WNYC, we proudly present My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Stories from real people who make the fantasy real. My name is Glenn Washington. Who says Michiganders can't have fun when you're listening to Snap Judgment?